Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Cumberland County deputies are working to find out what happened on Pleasant View Drive in Cumberland County. Deputies are at a scene of a shooting. We are finding out information. I'll tell you exactly what we know about this scene coming up.
And yesterday's cold front has moved on, but it has shifted our winds to northerly, bringing us some pleasantly cool temperatures. I'll show you what it'll feel like as you head out the door.
Investigators are working to find out what caused a plane crash at RDU. Coming up, an update from the airport this morning.
Plus, a 16-year-old is charged with killing a 13-year-old girl at a Raleigh apartment complex. The plan's loved ones have to honor the beloved girl who was killed.
And the Carolina Hurricanes hit the ice for their third game against the New York Islanders tonight. Fans still on cloud nine after that amazing game two comeback. We'll see if they can have more amazing moments tonight in game three on Long Island. We'll see. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Chris Lovinggood. You know, it's a beautiful start to your morning. Actually, right behind meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, you can see right there Pinehurst. Some people are already, do I see a couple people out there?
There are, yeah. There are three or four people out here on the greens getting out in the early start. You know, our sun's starting to rise earlier and earlier, so you can get outside and enjoy a nice, long, beautiful day today. Looks gorgeous here in Pinehurst at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 54 is our temperature. Our wind is coming out of the north-northeast, so we're going to see another cool start tomorrow morning, mostly in the 40s. But after that, we begin to see a warm-up for the second half of the weekend and for much of next week. So if you like these real spring-like conditions, enjoy them for the next few days. 52 in Roxborough, 52 Rocky Mount, 54 in Southern Pines, and 57 in Fayetteville. So starting to warm into the mid to upper 50s right now. 70 degrees or so at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the mid 70s. We may see temperatures close to record highs at some point next week. I'll show you when it starts to get hot. Coming up, Ken.
802 Elizabeth here at the WRAL Traffic Center. You can see just a handful of crashes just popping up right now as we monitor it. And the usual morning congestion right there on the Beltline and 540. Those are part of your morning commute. You definitely want to give yourself some extra time. I want to take you to a crash that we've been monitoring now for the last half hour. So this is considered a serious crash over on Glenwood Avenue, Highway 70, if you will. It's right near the Westboro Drive area. At this point, we're not picking up any delays in that area. So if you have to navigate Briar Creek Parkway, you're free and clear this morning. Another crash that we've been monitoring as well is Briar Creek Parkway near Globe Road. That one, again, is not causing any significant delays in that area, but we'll keep monitoring it and keep you posted. This one is near downtown that we've been looking at for the last 45 minutes or so. It's on Newbern Avenue in the eastbound lanes near Raleigh Boulevard. You can see it's causing some brake tapping going on right there on Newbern Avenue. But if you want to get around that, I will suggest taking Poole Road to MLK Boulevard. That'll get you around that crash and into downtown so you can get to work or an appointment on time.
And Jeff Hogan in the WRAL Live Center. We continue to follow details about a shooting in Cumberland County. Very little details out on this so far, but we can tell you that Cumberland County deputies responded about 11:30 last night to Pleasant View Drive, where there was a report of a shooting. When they got there, they found one person that was injured. We don't know the age of that person or that person's condition. We're making calls to find that out. We do know that that scene cleared just before 4 a.m. No one is in custody out of this, so the investigation continues from Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies. We do have the WRAL breaking news tracker on the way.
All right, thanks, Jeff. And it's a lot calmer at RDU this morning. This plane crash yesterday caused a lot of delays and concern, especially for the people in that crash. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at the airport this morning. And Kelsey, the investigation into what possibly caused this crash, that's going to move forward today.
Michelle, that investigation is still ongoing, and we're tracking flight delays throughout the morning. Only two delays to tell you about so far this morning at RDU. We're working to find out whether those delays are related to the crash that happened yesterday, but we'll give you a look now at live Sky 5. You can still see that UNC medical plane on the runway. It's been almost 24 hours since that crash happened, and two people were inside at the time. UNC medicine doctor Paul Chominski Chelminski and pilot Art Johnson. Dr. Chelminski is back home recovering this morning. Johnson is still in the hospital. We're working to get an update on his condition. Investigators are still looking into what caused the crash. Aviation expert Jim Krause analyzed the damage when the plane first hit the ground.
It appears to me that something happened during approach or on touchdown or shortly after touchdown.
We've also checked in with UNC Health. They say that the plane will be taken to Delaware for further examination. So we'll be sure to keep you updated on the details of this investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Four people are displaced because of a fire this morning in Fayetteville. We've learned one child was injured during this. The fire happened at a home on Ainslie Street just after 1:30 this morning. That started in the kitchen from cooking. Firefighters say the child was hurt while trying to put the flames out, and we are working to find out how that child is doing this morning. A 16-year-old is accused of killing a 13-year-old girl at a Raleigh apartment complex. Makia Daniel was found dead on North Hills Drive Monday morning when police were called to a shooting. She was an eighth grader at Liggett Middle School. The 16-year-old is charged with murder and has been taken into custody, but police haven't released that person's name because of their age. A balloon release to honor Makia will be held Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Chavis Community Center.
Tonight, pay for school employees in the coming year will be analyzed by Durham Public Schools leaders. The acting CFO will answer questions from the school board about the proposed budget for the 2024-2025 school year. At last week's board meeting, classified staff responded to the $8 million included in the budget for raises. It comes after months of protests after staff members had to give up raises because of a budgeting error. Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30. The board is set to vote on the budget next month.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in former President Donald Trump's immunity case today. The justices will determine if Trump can face legal punishment. This is for the actions he's accused of taking to try and overturn the results of the 2020 election. Trump claims that presidential rights protect him from the alleged crimes. The case will also determine if special counsel Jack Smith's criminal case against the former president can move forward.
Early voting starts today for the races still undecided after the March primary. People can vote in person for the runoff elections until May 11th, and there are three Republican runoffs for lieutenant governor, state auditor, and the 13th congressional district. In Orange County, the third seat on the school's Board of Education will also be decided. For a full list of who's running, where you can vote, and what to take with you, you can visit the WREL Voter Guide on WREL.com.
People in a Durham apartment building are back in their homes this morning after a fire last night. Firefighters responded to a building on Chapel Hill Road. That was about 10 o'clock last night. Crews found a fire in an apartment on the first floor. They were able to get it under control in just a couple of minutes. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. Investigators say the fire started in a bedroom.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to make it a three-in-a-row start to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're in New York for Game 3 of their series with the Islanders, and it'll sure be a tough act to follow after that incredible Game 2 win. Canes fans will never forget this. 2 goals in 9 seconds with just over 2 minutes left to cap off an amazing comeback. They'll be looking for more of that magic on Long Island. Puck drop for Game 3 is tonight at 7:30.
Your internet speed could be more consistent after an FCC vote today. The commission will decide whether to reinstate net neutrality. That's what keeps internet providers from slowing down speeds or blocking access to certain content. Net neutrality has been gone since 2018, but this time around, the FCC is including the use of smartphones and other devices in their decision.
Tonight, 32 college football players will learn where they'll play in the NFL. The first round of the draft will happen tonight in Detroit. That is where you were looking live this morning. At least one local player is expected to hear his name early tonight. UNC quarterback Drake May. It's projected to be a top 5 pick. The draft will happen on an outdoor stage starting at 8 o'clock tonight. The second and third rounds will be tomorrow night, and the rest of the draft will be on Saturday. Don't expect to hear the Carolina Panthers select a player tonight. They do not have a first round pick. Well, coming up, at least 32 people are dead after intense flooding in Kenya. A look at the impacts of this flooding on homes and farm animals.
Plus, AI is being used to ensure we have the medicines we need for as long as possible. How computers can determine which plants will be remedies. That's after the break. Elizabeth.
Beautiful day ahead. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s all the way through Saturday. And then we turn up the heat. We have the potential to be close to record highs early next week. I'll show you where the humidity falls coming up.
Look at this. Crisp blue skies there on a nice warm morning as you're waking up here in our area. It's looking great. You're looking live at Wilson. Roy Giggs not moving too much. I see a little bit of movement there as you're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or your streaming device. That's just what it looks like in one place across our area. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to give us a look at four other places.
And it looks like that everywhere. That front that came through yesterday shifted our wind to northerly, and it's dragging down some nice, dry, cool air, making it look gorgeous out there. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, that is our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Goldsboro and Apex also looking nice. I saw a few runners out earlier enjoying some of these very pleasant temperatures on Salem Street. Our cold front slipped through yesterday, and of course, overnight we cleared out. We got gorgeous sunshine in our forecast. That's going to be the case for the next several days. As a matter of fact, it will be a dry next 7 days for the most part, but we'll see some big changes in temperatures. Tomorrow's going to be chilly in the morning, 48 degrees. We'll see that around 7 or 8 o'clock. But then by the time we get to next Tuesday, temperatures will be in the upper 80s, and that's going to put us pretty close to a record high. It has been a warm and dry spring. The average temperature at RDU, we're headed to the second warmest on average, 4.6 degrees above average. And for rainfall, it's 1.6 below average. So, again, we've had a dry spell here in April. Doesn't mean that you don't have to get out and cut the grass. This is Gerald Owens out on his tractor at his farm. I love it. With the dry conditions, you may need to water, but you also have plenty of opportunities to get out and get that yard work done. There's a small chance of showers on Tuesday, but it makes it a good week and weekend for some outdoor projects. And it is that time of year. You know, everything's starting to grow up and got to get it under control. Here's a look at our drought monitor. In just an hour or two, we'll see the update to the drought monitor come out. We are looking at abnormally dry conditions across a good bit of the viewing area, and that has been increasing. It's been kind of spreading back to the south and west over the last couple of weeks. Abnormally dry conditions are nothing to get too concerned about, but if we continue to see these dry trends, it does mean that we may move into moderate drought. And this time of year, we definitely don't want that to happen because we're about to head into a hot summer. Taking a look at fun things to do when it is dry outside, bark in the park at the DBAP. And yes, that is Jazzy. That's Cat Campbell's dog, all dressed up in her Durham Bulls jersey. Temperatures will be cool for the game this evening in the 60s. Brugaloo over the weekend. The temperatures look great for that Saturday, too. Mid-afternoon, mid-70s. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Our best chance of rain in this seven-day forecast comes on Tuesday. Tuesday also looks like the hottest day. We'll talk about how close that is to a record coming up in just a bit. Ken?
8:15, Elizabeth, all new into the WRL Traffic Center. We're just getting word from Fugue Riverina that the police department, fire department, working a scene in the 400 block of Main Street right down there in Fugue Riverina, and it just popped onto our sensors. As soon as we get any new information, I'll let you know exactly what's going on. Back here in the capital city, this crash is causing some major issues right now in the westbound lanes of I-40. This is near the scene of Rock Quarry and I-40 West Boulevard. Let me show you exactly what's happening out there. Once you get past that crash in the Rock Quarry Road exit, then you run into the Lake Wheeler Road and I-40 westbound lanes. That's the usual morning congestion that we see during the morning. But be mindful of that if you're in that area. Another crash we've been working for the last half hour, so probably in the clearing phase. It's on Glenwood Avenue. This is near the Westboro Drive area, not causing any delays whatsoever. So if you have to navigate 70, you're free and clear to do that. And this crash we've been monitoring here in this area in the Briar Creek Parkway, that just cleared within the last 1 minute or so.
All right, thank you, Ken. A new video has been released showing one of the American hostages taken by Hamas more than 6 months ago. This is American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was captured during the Supernova Music Festival on October 7th. His left arm was badly damaged by a grenade, forcing his hand to be amputated. The 23-year-old is one of five Americans taken by Hamas, believed to still be alive. His parents recorded this message after seeing him alive for the first time since his capture.
Heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
Goldberg, Poland's parents have continuously advocated for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire agreement in order to bring hostages home. It is unclear when the video recorded by Hamas was filmed or if Goldberg, Poland, is still alive.
In Washington, a memorial will honor World Central Kitchen workers. These were the people killed during Israeli strikes this month. Jose Andres, the celebrity chef behind the disaster relief group, is expected to speak at this gathering. Senior Biden administration officials are expected to be there, too. The aid workers were killed on April 1st while on a food delivery mission in Gaza. And at least 32 people have died in Kenya after days of heavy rain led to flash flooding. Some neighborhoods are in pieces or submerged in this water. Authorities there say more than 40,000 people are now displaced. In this area of Nairobi, the houses are made of wood and iron sheets, and that means that they're easily swept away in this flooding. Officials also say the flooding killed nearly 1,000 farm animals and thousands of acres of crops.
Today, U.S. military leaders will consider withdrawing troops from Niger. U.S. officials are meeting with the country's ruling military group today. They'll talk about negotiating a withdrawal of American troops. More than 1,000 U.S. military personnel are stationed there. So far, the U.S. has not announced a timeline for when they could leave that country.
This Orange High School student's parents are fighting for his graduation. They want Jalen Sorrells to be able to walk alongside his twin brother, but the school district says he can't because he's also enrolled at another school. Jalen's parents say that they enrolled him at Partner Academy 4 years ago for extra academic support. But he also started taking classes at Orange High. He represented the Panthers on the football field and on the track and the field team, but the school system says that is not enough to qualify to graduate at Orange High.
My son has worked hard. He has proved himself.
I'm trying to be upstanding, I'm trying to lead, and I feel like people should see that.
Partnership Academy has its own graduation ceremony, and we have reached out to Orange County Schools for the official policy on this.
A women's prison was evacuated after a gas leak. The North Carolina Correctional Institution for Women was evacuated around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The cell block area was not evacuated. The ruptured gas line has been capped, and crews are repairing that damage.
We have a warning from the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office about a jury scam. So the Sheriff's Office says that scammers are calling people pretending to be county officials or law enforcement. The caller then tells the person they have either a bench warrant or an arrest warrant for missing jury duty. Now, to avoid jail time, the scammer asks for money. At least one person has fallen victim to this. Keep in mind, folks, the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says that they will never ask for money over the phone or via email.
We rely on Mother Nature for a lot, Mother Nature, with many of the world's plants being used in common and important medications. And that means it's important to study plants to create new remedies. Reporter Sean Langille has details of research using AI to determine what plants could make the best medicines in the future.
From cough drops to aspirin and beyond, many of the medical remedies we seek when we're sick have ingredients that come from nature. According to the Department of Agriculture, about 40% of drugs behind pharmacy counters in Western countries are derived from plants. But now scientists are trying to discover medicines of the future, combining the natural and digital worlds with help from artificial intelligence.
It's a huge study.
Researchers are using AI to analyze the properties of hundreds of species of plants in an effort to see how they could be related. AI will then cross-reference that genetic data with the properties of known medicines we use today.
So the project I'm leading at Kew aims to address this challenge by developing an artificial intelligence approach to predict which plant species would be more likely to contain lead compounds for drug discovery.
The team says finding other plants who can make new and existing medicines from is critical, citing how extracting materials from the same types of plants over time could cause dramatic declines in those species.
The anti-cancer drug paclitaxel was first isolated from the Pacific yew, which resulted in killing many trees because it was sourced from the bark. And so scientists turned to a related species in the same genus and extracted similar chemicals from the leaves.
That was Sean Langeal with that story. North Carolina native and NASA astronaut Christina Cook received a special honor during a visit to her home state. The NC State grad stopped by the governor's mansion yesterday in downtown Raleigh. Governor Cooper presented her with the Order of the Longleaf Pine for her work in the STEM field. It is the highest honor the governor can give to a civilian. Cook spoke about how North Carolina's education system shaped her path. She also reflected on her view of our state from the International Space Station.
What I was looking down on was nothing other than the spectacular and iconic Outer Banks of North Carolina. This state is a special place. Its dedication to workforce development through investments in STEM is just one reason why.
Cook gave the governor a memento from space, the North Carolina flag she took on her first trip to the ISS, and a tree that will be planted on the governor's mansion's ground. Cook will be the first woman in history to go to the moon. A pilot is in the hospital this morning after a small plane crash at RDU. How the airport got back on track after dozens of flights were delayed all day yesterday.
Your car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice for your Thursday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us what we're feeling like right now. Really a beautiful stretch of weather ahead. It really is. For the next several days, we're going to see temperatures just a little bit below normal, making it feel really delightful. Nice low humidity. It's 54 in Wilson right now, 54 in Durham, and 57 in Fayetteville. We're looking at mostly clear skies. We're starting to see a little bit of cloud cover build in a few places, but we'll be mostly sunny to partly cloudy at worst today. Fayetteville's at 57, 52 in Tarboro, 53 in Irwin. So it's a comfortably cool start this morning. Great time to get out and exercise. As a matter of fact, even at lunchtime, we're looking at 70 and mid-70s for highs this afternoon. If you're getting out to play pickleball this evening, temperatures will be perfect in the mid-60s. Ken?
And Elizabeth, just about 10 minutes ago, we told our audience about a crash that happened down there in Fuqua River Arena on North Main Street. Now we're being told that that's a crash with injuries. So we're going to keep working that scene just in case you have to navigate North Main Street there in Fuqua River Arena. Just be mindful of that. Another crash we've been working on for the last half hour or so just cleared on Rock Quarry Road on I-40 westbound lanes, but you're still running into some delays even though that crash has cleared. And basically, this is what you're going to be running into once you clear that scene. This is the usual westbound lanes of I-40 traffic in the mornings.
All right, thanks, Ken. Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a shooting at a home on Pleasant View Road. It happened 11:30 last night. We know one person was injured, but it's unclear how serious those injuries are. Authorities have no suspect in custody right now. The scene cleared at about 3:45 this morning. Next on Fox 50, what we know about an early morning fire that left a child hurt. And coming up next on Today, why wired headphones are once again becoming popular.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A shooting investigation continues in Cumberland County. It was reported at 11:30 last night. We'll tell you exactly the details deputies have given us to this point.
And yesterday's front brought clouds and a few showers. Behind it, we're seeing clearing skies and cooler temperatures. I'll show you what it will feel like as we get through the day. And airport operations are normalizing after a plane crash caused all flights to divert or delay at RDU yesterday. What you can expect arriving at the airport for flights later today.
And a body was found in a Sampson County Middle School's parking lot. We'll tell you what we know about the person who died, including students saying it worked at the school.
And more than 90 students were arrested at a protest in California. We'll share the effects of a nationwide protest happening because of the Israel-Hamas war. We'll get to that and so much more on your Thursday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Chris Lovinggood. We have a lot to get through today. Obviously, yeah. We want to make sure we start off with the weather, just because you notice another beautiful day outside. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner getting you a look at the, what is that, our Southeast Wake County cam?
Yeah, this is our tall tower camera. This is where we have a camera up on the tower that we broadcast our TV signal from. And the tower right here is our Mix 101.5 radio tower. There are a few clouds that are starting to drift across Wake County. They're mainly low clouds, and they're just pretty little puffy clouds. They're not going to have a major impact today. We'll still see mostly sunny skies, but I thought that was a pretty view of those little clouds streaming by. 54 is our temperature. We have winds out of the northeast right now. It's going to keep our temperatures on the cooler side, especially overnight tonight. We'll see widespread temperatures in the 40s. Right now, we're looking at mainly mid-50s. It is 52 in Roxborough and 57 in Fayetteville. That's the spread across our area right now. Should be a gorgeous day. We'll see mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-70s. We stay pleasantly cool and close to normal, very spring-like for the next few days. But summer-like weather arrives next week, and I'll show you how high our humidity may go along with that. Coming up, Ken.
All new at 8:32, Elizabeth. We just got reports of Raleigh police officers working a crash scene on Tryon Road eastbound. That's near Gorman Street. Right now, it just happened within the last 10, 15 minutes. We're working to get more information. But what you're seeing, that's the usual morning congestion right there on I-40 going westbound. And we told you about a crash on I-40 westbound in Rock Quarry Road. That's cleared, but that's just a morning traffic congestion that we see. Another crash we're working this morning, Brentwood Road in the southbound lanes near Capitol Boulevard. Now, it's on Capitol Boulevard proper, and it's not causing any major delays in that area. So we'll keep tracking that for you here in the WRAL Traffic Center. This crash on Highway 70 that we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes or so, that has finally cleared, so you don't have anything to worry about in that instance as well. I want to take you down to Fuquay Arena. We've been talking about this for the last 45 minutes or so, and we're getting word now that this is a crash with injuries right there on North Main Street in the 400 block of Main Street there in Fuquay Arena. It's not causing any major delays, but if you're navigating that area, be mindful to slow down or just scoot over one lane to give the police officers an opportunity to work that crash scene safely.
Jeff Hogan in the WRL Live Center. We continue to follow information coming out of Cumberland County. A shooting was reported on Pleasant View Drive at 11:45 last night. Sheriff's deputies from Cumberland County showed up there. When they got there, they found one person had been shot. We don't know the age of that person or that person's condition right now. We're still making calls to find out more details about this. We do know that that scene cleared just before 4 o'clock this morning. There's nobody in custody at this point.
Today, the investigation into what caused this plane to crash at RDU will move forward. The crash caused a series of delays and diversions that affected thousands of travelers. As WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains, things are returning to normal today.
We've been tracking flight delays throughout the morning. Most of the flights are arriving on time, but any delays that happen, we're trying to figure out if those are related to the delays that happened yesterday after that plane crashed. But take a look at this. Sky 5 flew over RDU after this UNC medical plane crashed on the runway. Two people were inside at the time, UNC medicine doctor Paul Chelminski and pilot Art Johnson. Dr. Chelminski is back home recovering. Johnson is still in the hospital. We're working to get an update on his condition. Investigators are still looking into what caused the crash. Aviation expert Jim Krause analyzed the damage when the plane first hit the ground.
It appears to me that something happened during approach or on touchdown or shortly after touchdown.
We also checked in with UNC Health. They say they've sent the plane to Delaware for some further evaluation. We'll be sure to keep you updated on this investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News and RDU.
Following some breaking news, four people are out of their home and a child is hurt after an early morning fire in Fayetteville. This fire happened at a home on Ainslie Street just after 1:30 this morning. It broke out in the kitchen from cooking. Firefighters say the child was hurt while trying to put that fire out. We are working to find out that child's condition this morning. We do know the Red Cross is helping. And a 16-year-old is in custody this morning, charged with killing a 13-year-old girl at a Raleigh apartment complex. Micaiah Daniel was found dead on North Hills Drive Monday morning when police responded to a shooting. She was an eighth grader at Ligon Middle School. The 16-year-old is charged with murder and has been taken into custody on a juvenile petition. Police have not released their name because of the suspect's age. A balloon release will honor Micaiah, and it'll be held this Saturday at Chavis Community Center. That's happening at 7 p.m.
College protests over the Israeli-Hamas war are growing. Police are getting involved at several campuses, including the University of Southern California. LA police arrested more than 90 protesters after campus police asked the crowd to leave. Video from the scene showed protesters who were not resisting arrest being handcuffed with zip ties and being escorted away. At the University of Texas at Austin, arrests were not as peaceful. Hundreds of local and state police, including some on horseback and holding batons, were onto this large crowd. At least 30 people were arrested there.
We've learned this morning that the Cal Poly Humboldt campus will stay closed through the weekend as protesters continue to occupy two buildings. School officials say that some of the people barricaded are not students at the university. Classes will remain remote. Officials are considering keeping the campus closed for even longer.
Today, grief counselors will be at a Sampson County middle school because of a death on campus. The name of the person who died has not been released, but students say he was a faculty member. The Sampson County Sheriff's Office says the man was found dead in a car near the school's athletic field. That was on Wednesday afternoon. It appears he had shot himself. Students at the Hopton High, which sits next to the middle school, say everyone was shocked and emotional.
I saw all the teachers in the classrooms just walk out. Some of them were crying. Some of the teachers were walking into other classes telling students. And some students were just leaving because of this heartbreak.
Students say the man who died was well known in the school and the community. WREL has reached out to both the school and sheriff's office for more information.
Prosecutors say a 74-year-old man fired shots on Shaw University's campus because a man was walking a dog too close to the campus mosque. Police say Kamal Rasul Abdel Rafi became irate when he and the man argued. The 74-year-old kicked the dog, falling down in the process. Officers say that Abdul Rafi then started firing shots. Nobody was hurt. A judge set his bond at $150,000, and he is not allowed back on Shaw campus.
Today, former President Trump's first criminal trial resumes in a Manhattan courtroom. The former CEO of the National Enquirer will continue his testimony, and that will focus on his role in alleged hush money payments that Trump made ahead of the 2016 election. David Pecker says he was involved in paying people off. That way, they wouldn't go public about stories that shined a negative light on Trump. Today, Pecker will be cross-examined by Trump's defense team.
Allies of former President Donald Trump are being indicted over efforts to overturn the election results in Arizona in 2020. Former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is among the people who were charged. Rudy Giuliani and former White House aide Boris Epstein were also part of that indictment. It includes 9 counts from conspiracy to forgery to engaging in fraudulent schemes. Trump is not charged, but he is named as an unindicted co-conspirator. And today, Democratic lawmakers will join gun safety advocates in a push for new legislation here in North Carolina. Lawmakers will be joined by representatives from Moms Demand Action and other organizations. They're calling for new gun safety legislation, including safe storage and red flag laws. Democrats have tried many versions of the gun bills for years, but they have not gone anywhere in the Republican-controlled legislature. Representative Marsha Morey says that needs to change.
We want common sense measures. Nothing of this is taking away someone's Second Amendment rights. It's trying to reduce harm.
Our WREL News poll last month found a majority of North Carolinians would support new legislation to tackle gun violence. A news conference is planned for 11:30 this morning at the General Assembly.
Some power plants will soon have to cut pollution of harmful emissions into the air and the water. The EPA is finalizing 4 new rules today to clean up power plants. New gas-powered facilities and existing coal plants will have to curb emissions of carbon and other pollutants. Coal plants will also have to reduce the wastewater containing mercury they release into waterways. Another rule will strengthen monitoring and cleanup requirements for coal ash sites, and that could impact redevelopment plans for the location of Chapel Hill Police Headquarters. Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to make it a 3-in-a-row start in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are in New York for game 3 of their series with the Islanders. Canes fans, of course, still buzzing about the team's incredible game 2 win. 2 goals in 9 seconds with just more than 2 minutes left to cap off an amazing comeback. They'll be looking for more of that magic tonight on Long Island. Puck drop for game 3 is at 7:30.
Extreme weather has been increasingly taking its toll on our infrastructure. After the break, meteorologist Anthony Baglione will share the effects of weather on power outages in recent years.
And Drake is facing some legal trouble after using an AI version of Tupac's voice in his new song. Hear why the late rapper's estate is saying it's an abuse of Tupac's legacy.
And we'll take you live out to Clinton this morning. It's another cool morning, but we're seeing the possibility for near record heat. Elizabeth Gardner tells us when the warm temperatures will arrive.
Okay, bear with me. I'm going to have a little moment with the weather, just a little geek out session here with you. This is a look at our tall tower camera, which is in southeast Wake County. And we looked at this just a few minutes ago. If you happen to be watching, it was about 10 minutes ago. And this deck of clouds was really thin. There were plenty of holes in the clouds. And all of a sudden, this has really thickened up rather quickly. Temperatures are in the mid-50s. We have a northeast wind. And a northeast wind often does bring in cool and sometimes a bit of moisture in off of the Atlantic. So let's take a look at the satellite view here and watch how small that little band of clouds is. All morning we've been looking at clear skies, and then all of a sudden on this northeasterly flow, there's just a teeny bit of a disturbance here that's bringing some cloud cover to parts of Nash, just a teeny bit of Wake County, Johnston County, and Franklin County. It's a tiny little band of clouds. And again, thank you for bearing with me while I showed you that teeny tiny band of clouds, because it's starting to show up in a few places. It is likely to dissipate as our temperatures climb a little bit more. We'll start to lose that little batch of moisture there, but it was just a tiny little interesting phenomena happening out there right now. Our winds are starting to pick up too, and as the winds pick up a bit, it will also help that band of clouds to dissipate. So our winds are out of the northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we may see those winds in the next few hours gusting up to 15 to maybe 20, but then by late afternoon, we see that our winds starting to die down a little bit. Our temperatures jump to 61 now in Clinton. We're looking at mid-50s in most places. As you're stepping out the door, it feels really comfortable out there. We don't have a ton of moisture in the atmosphere, so our humidity is on the lower side. Going to be beautiful to spend your lunch hour outside. Temperatures will be near 70. Mostly clear skies, low humidity. It doesn't get much better than that. Our highs this afternoon, 74 in Raleigh, 72 Durham, 78 in Fayetteville. And if you have plans, so many things happening starting today all the way through the weekend, and the weather looks good for all of it. Hurricanes watch parties, games at 7:30. It is an away game, but there's so much interest in this series here. If you're going to a watch party, temperatures will be around 70 at around 5 o'clock this afternoon and then dropping into the 60s. Check out the muggy meter. Right now we're sitting at refreshing. We'll see that again tomorrow. And then we move into comfy, but by Monday we're starting to creep a little bit closer to 60 for our dew point. And that means you may start to notice a little bit of humidity as we start to notice a little bit of heat. It's not going to be like July, but we'll notice it. So temperatures are on the cooler side right now with the blue color contours. We see temperatures climbing above normal once we get into Sunday and early next week. Normal is 75. But by Monday, we're sitting at 86, and by Tuesday, 88. And that's the closest we'll get to a record, it looks like, this coming week at 90, not too far from that record high. It looks dry for us for the most part. We have a small chance of a shower on Tuesday, but a big pattern change as we get into early next week, turning hotter and a little bit more humid.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Australian police have charged five teenagers after a bishop was stabbed at a church in Sydney. The teens are among seven boys arrested. They're accused of following a violent extremist ideology. Two of the boys are charged with planning a terrorist act. All of the teens are between 15 and 17 years old. The group is in police custody and are scheduled to appear before a children's court today.
We have new insight this morning about the connection between our changing climate and potential future impacts with power outages. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is here with a closer look at that connection. Anthony, we're talking about extreme weather playing a role here.
Yes, certainly. And as we're in a kind of severe weather season for us right now through the middle part of May, it's something that's, of course, very important that we watch. We track power outages and we kind of watch as these storm systems come through. This map is helpful, but I'm going to walk you through kind of what we're looking at here. This goes all the way back to the year 2000 up until 2023. It focuses on weather-related power outages. And you see these numbers on the left-hand side right there, we define it as a major power outage. So for one of those to occur, we needed 50,000 people to be without power or more. So what that's saying is, of course, those numbers climbed there in 2020, 2022, based on kind of those storm systems that came through during that time period. Not surprising there, severe weather, 58%, over half of these events were caused by severe severe weather. 23% focused on winter weather outages, and then that dropped off as we got down toward wildfires. We look at the states, though. This is an interesting statistic. North Carolina, we are the fourth highest across the country for our ranking with power outages based on weather. California is second there. Texas was number one. Michigan also was number three for the outages related to weather. We look at today. Unfortunately, this is the latest severe weather risk across the central parts of the country. We are likely to see more coming out with this storm system. So something to keep an eye on here as we go through the rest of severe weather season.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Ford is reporting big losses in its electric vehicle unit. It's the first traditional automaker to share results of its EV sales. On Wednesday, the unit reported losses soared in the first quarter to $1.3 billion. The EV unit sold 10,000 vehicles in the first 3 months of the year. That's down 20% from the year earlier. Ford is shifting from gas-powered vehicles to electric vehicles in the coming years. And meanwhile, Tesla also reporting losses. The company reported that its adjusted earnings fell 48% in the first quarter as revenue dropped 9%. It comes after Tesla reported the first year-over-year drop in sales since the pandemic. Despite the bad financial news, Tesla announces that it plans to move ahead with a lower-priced version of one of its cars.
The 18th annual NC Black Summit is returning to Raleigh. The NC Black Alliance hosts this two-day event. It starts today at the Raleigh Marriott City Center. It serves as a platform for elected officials and other community stakeholders to talk about issues affecting our state. This year's headliners include comedian Amanda Seales and former aide to President Barack Obama, Reggie Love. A ribbon cutting for the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences' new Dueling Dinos exhibit is happening today. The display will give you the opportunity to learn the history behind two well-known dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaur and the Triceratops. Governor Roy Cooper will be at the ribbon cutting this morning alongside the museum's director and head of paleontology. That's happening at 11 o'clock, not too long from now. The exhibit opens to the public on Saturday. And make sure to tune in to our noon newscast today. Meteorologist Kat Campbell will be live at the museum with a preview of what you can expect.
A new documentary profiles the man behind the Muppets, fan favorite Sesame Street characters, and Yoda. The documentary, Jim Henson, The Idea Man, will tell the story of the puppeteer's life and career. Ron Howard directs the documentary, and it'll premiere May 31st on Disney+.
Spotify history is made, and Steve Carell and Tina Fey reunite for a new series. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the Hollywood Nation.
Rule channels a fashion icon. Carell reteams with Fey, and Swift sets a new record in the Hollywood Nation.
And I love you.
Swift continues her record-breaking streak. The pop superstar's album, The Tortured Poets Department, becomes Spotify's most streamed album in a single week, with more than 1 billion streams since its release April 19th. The record made Spotify history on the day of release after passing 300 million streams. Steve Carell will reunite with Date Night co-star Tina Fey for a new project. Carell will play the male lead alongside Fey in The Four Seasons, a comedy series based on the 1981 film of the same name. Production is set to begin later this year. Kate Beckinsale, Scott Eastwood, and James Cromwell are teaming up for a new thriller. The trio will star in Stolen Girl. Based on a true story, the film centers on an American woman searching for her daughter who was kidnapped by her ex-husband and taken to the Middle East. Daniel Brühl transforms into a fashion icon in today's first looks. Hulu and Disney Plus released the official trailer for Becoming Karl Lagerfeld, starring Brühl as the legendary fashion designer. The French series takes a closer look at Lagerfeld's earlier years before becoming one of the industry's most successful names. The show premieres June 7th.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Well, popular hip-hop artist Drake has until noon today to confirm whether he'll cooperate with the Tupac estate in a recent legal challenge. This all comes after Drake used an AI version of the deceased rapper's voice in a new song. They say the estate would have never given its approval for this, and that's because of blatant abuse of Tupac's legacy. The song Tailor-Made Freestyle is Drake's latest diss track in his ongoing beef with Kendrick Lamar. The Tupac estate says Lamar has been nothing but disrespectful. We'll be right back.